I'll go through times where God will just, where he'll say, Zvane, I just want you to check on things. I want you to check on some stuff, all right? Check your life out. Make sure you're in walking the right direction, going the right way. Just check yourself. So this is like a checkout time. And there's three things God just said, Zvane, I just want you to check on it. Make sure it's right. If it's right, good. And what I'm going to say or talk about, most of you, if you've been in Christianity any period of time, you understand it, you know it, you got it. So I'm not going into deep revelation or anything. It's just check yourself. Just make sure you're on tune, you're online, and just keep on going. If you got it, fine. If you're a little out of line, straighten yourself up. Keep moving. And so God was messing with me. I don't know where you are as a Christian. I don't know what's going on in your life. I don't know what you're facing. Yeah, I got my own stuff, so I know what I'm facing, all right? And so God was just saying, man, kind of check yourself, all right? And so if you know me or not, I like to use little illustrations and little things. And so first one, in James, it talks about if any person, anybody, any man, anybody lacks wisdom, let them ask God. Ask God. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. Ask God for wisdom. We need more wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Van, make sure. This is the thing God, he dealt with me a long time ago, but he keeps on me. He says, Van, check yourself. Make sure you're asking for wisdom. I used to be real big on knowledge. I never forget my mom and dad were cool. I'd come back from Clemson. I'd been to Clemson, and you go to college, you're smart now, all of a sudden. You were dumb all the way until you got there, and then you get smart. And then I know everything. I come and tell Daddy. I said, Daddy, guess what? And I tell him this, and he'd be like, And he was cool. He didn't say anything. He just look at me. He said, he don't know nothing about life, but hey. I tell my mama, and I tell them about the economic this and the social this and the religious this, and I had all this knowledge, and I was sucking in the knowledge, and I was getting it, and I would just tell them, and I had all this knowledge, and I didn't know nothing about life. I had no wisdom. Didn't know how to handle death or disaster or disease. I didn't know how to handle it. I knew about, stuff, but I didn't understand life. Life comes with all kind of mess. First of all, it comes with people. Children. This is my daughter. It comes with children. You come in, you think, I got knowledge. I know how to raise them. I'll raise them, and they're going to do this, and this. And they go this way and that way. I was so caught up sometimes, because here's the thing about knowledge. Knowledge is good for things. This is a thing. This is a thing. You can store it. You can tell it what to do. You can cut it on, cut it off. You can make it tell time. You can make it do. It's good for things. Wisdom is for people. How to deal with people. And what God had to deal with me then, you were getting a lot of knowledge, but you weren't getting a lot of wisdom. You didn't know how to deal with life, and you didn't know how to deal with people. You can know all you want about somebody, but if you don't have wisdom to deal with them, some of you got children, no. Some of you got a mate, no. I can know all I want about marriage, but tell Jackie what to do, oh my God. You better be wise how you talk. You better have some wisdom. You might know you got to shut up, son. Do what I tell you. You got to. It's the same. It's in life. I never get out. I got all bent out of shape. Like, this is my new phone. I had an iPhone. And I knew how to work it, knew how to do it. Then I got one of these, and because my wife and daughter wanted me to get one of these, and so I got one of these, and I couldn't work it. And I was fussing, and then one day I fussed at Jackie, and Jackie was like, "All right now, all right, Knowledge is good, but you need to have wisdom. Now flip that over in the spiritual. It's good to have knowledge, but we need wisdom when we're dealing with people, especially when it comes to sharing the gospel. See, if you come off with a lot of knowledge, you come off like somebody who's shoving down somebody's throat. The gospel. You come off like, I already know this, and you need to know this, and you'll come off wrong. And you got to remember, hey, you need wisdom. God, give me wisdom how to talk to people, how to share the gospel. Sharing the gospel is, if I have some bread and Jimmy, you say to me, hey, can I have some? I say, yeah, sure. And I split it in half and I give it to you. Or I see you and you don't have anything. I say, would you like to share some? And I give it. There's a way you come. There's a way you approach. You don't just shove it up. Here, take this. You need this. You got problems. And God has to keep a van. Make sure you have wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Because people are different. People are like weather. Wind blows this way, then it'll turn next day and go this way, and next day it'll go that way. It can be hot one day, cold the next day. Wisdom. Father, give me wisdom how to deal with somebody. I don't deal with the lady the same way I deal with you, and the same way I deal with everybody's different. Lord, give me wisdom. Sometimes we're in a world that we get caught up in knowledge. We want to know. We want to know. What? No. Get caught up in wisdom. Lord, how do I deal with this situation? How do I deal with life? Life. Whew, life will hit you. Life will come. And life don't come. It comes all kind of way. You'll be looking this way and life will hit you in the back of the head. Does that make sense? And so God was dealing with me. He said, Van, make sure you have wisdom. Ask for wisdom. Make sure you ask for wisdom. Second thing, he's talking to me. So I don't know where you are. I ain't saying nothing to you. Y'all perfect and all that stuff. He was just dealing with me. Van, well, let me back up. Somebody ever tell you, don't do something, and you do it anyway? Yeah. Am I the only one got that problem? Okay. You can't do it. Nope. You told Sandra, don't do that. Okay. And God in His Word, He'll say some stuff in His Word, and He'll say, don't do it. And I'm sitting right there, I'm looking at it, I know what it says, and I will do it anyway. One of the things He says in His Word is, judge not, and you will not be judged. Don't judge people. Y'all, some of you probably read that or heard that in the Bible. God told me, He said, Van, don't judge people. Well, guess what Van did? I judge people. I do. I'm sorry. I gotta admit it. Graham, I'm sorry. I judge people. I just do it. I judged you. Yep. Graham used to work when I used to run the youth ministry. And God sent me Graham Schuyler. And I said no, because he white. He white, he drives a red truck, he hunts, and he's supposed to work with me and black kids? No way. Judge. Come on, God, you ever heard the term, don't judge a book by its cover? Y'all ever heard that? Let me ask you, does this cover look good? Does this look like an appealing book to you?
No.
Thank you. I mean, does it make you just want to, I just want to read this book right here? No. And constantly, God would say, Van, don't judge a book by cover. Don't judge people. And I say, okay, God, I won't judge people. I won't judge people. Then I get around somebody, I say, oh, yeah, you look good. You look like, you look intelligent. You look smart. I like you. Then I get around somebody else, I say, you look stupid. You look dumb. I don't like you. And God was like, man, what are you doing? Don't judge. Stop
judging people.
And it took me a while to get it. Because I'd get around people who, they look good, they smell good, they talk good, they were impressive, and you know, they had their act together, and they shook their head, and they looked at you, and shook hands, and they were, and I was like, yes, those are my friends, those are who I want to be around. But inside them, they were dirty, they were mean, they were conniving, they were nasty. But I was so caught up on the outside, and I wouldn't pay attention to the inside. And then the people who were crazy and wanting to fight all the time, cuss and getting mad and swinging on you and acting crazy and all, looking crazy and all that stuff, those people, they would have hearts of gold. They were honest, they were sincere, they would fight for you, they would die for you. And I didn't want to be around them. And God was saying, man, get to know what's inside this book before you judge it. Find out about people. Read first, not cover, what's inside. And I don't know if you know this, this is the Bible. This will never pass away. My words will never pass away. This is Genesis. This is the Bible. This is the best book ever. It would last forever. You didn't even like it. You didn't even care for it. This thing has changed your life. It'll save your life. And that's what God, man, stop judging people. Check out what's going on in the inside of them. Check out what's happening. Read the inside. Now that I've finally got it, some of my best friends are people that area people don't like. Most people don't like them. You friends with them? They talk big money. They'll cuss at you. They get mad at you quick. They upset. Yeah, but you can count on them. You need a friend? They're honest. They're sincere. They'll back up. If they say something, they'll do it. Man, stop judging people. Stop judging people. Watch how you judge. And God will check me. And one of the ways he'll check me, say, Van, I can tell when you're not judging people, when you're serving people. When you start to judge people, you put them down, you step on them, you think you're higher than they are. Yeah, you try to treat them like slaves, like you own them or something. But when you stop judging, you'll start serving. And what's the greatest in the kingdom?
A servant.
Have you ever read the scripture? The greatest in the kingdom of heaven is a servant. Only way of being a good servant is to stop judging. Sometimes we judge people too much. We beat them up. We don't even know what's on the inside of them yet. We'll be looking at this. And so God was messing with me again because I had some issues. And God was like, man, stop looking at the outside. Check the inside. Does that make sense? Last thing. My wife got me this. I don't have a crutch. So I had this close thing to a crutch again. Okay. When I go walking, usually when I go walking, I'll walk around and I'll take a stick. I'll take something with me. I think a dog's going to chase me or whatever, but anyway, I usually take something and I use it to help me walk. To help me. This is my help. There is a statement that is said by unbelievers, and you'll hear it sometimes, and they'll say, especially about Christians, that God is a crutch. You ever heard that? I don't know if you ever heard that before. Unbelievers will say, people who don't really believe in God, people think you're too religious, too holy. They'll say, God is a crutch to you. That's what God is to you. God is your crutch. You're just crawling out. You go to church, you do all that God stuff because you need help from Him. You need a crutch. Here is my answer. Yes. He is my cane. He's my crutch. He's my wheelchair. I need him. Psalm talks about God's help. He's a very present help in time of need. He is my help. I need him. I need him to help me. Think about it. Think about it. If everything was perfect, if everything was good, I wouldn't need any help. If everything was good, if I got married and marriage was perfect and it never went wrong and everything was said right and everything was done right, I don't need help. If I had children, I've had to, and everything was perfect and they did everything you said and everything was right, I don't need help with that. I face life and everything is perfect and everything is, you don't need help. The problem with life is it just doesn't come with all the good, it comes with the bad. A drunk driver comes, hits you, or hits somebody you love, and cripples them for life, or kills them. I need help. Somebody murders my child, or somebody I love, or somebody I care for. Wow. I get a disease that cripples me for life. I have a stroke, and I can't take care of myself no more. Somebody has to clean me and take care of me. Somebody dies in my family, an untimely death. I need help. Yes, I need help. And I know, yes, I can get the bottle help, or I can get the drug help. I don't like them. I want God's help. And I need help. I need your help, God. I want you to know, I need your help. Matter of fact, those people who say God is a crutch, they haven't had life hit them yet. When they lose everything, or a disaster hits them, or a disease hits them, or a destruction hits them, and everything shatters in their life, they'll figure it out. But I need your help, Lord. I need you. And so God says, man, make sure. And here's one of the ways you make sure you checking me. I'm always on wanting him for help. Is I pray. What's your prayer life like? Do you pray? Well, I don't need to pray too much. I don't need that much help. You better pray. My whole life has changed with prayer now. I pray all the time. Prayer is just talking to God. Prayer is thinking about God. Prayer is, I'm in the bathroom. God, am I going to make it? I'm on the road, I'm traveling. God, and I'm mad. Yeah, you see that person just cut in front of me, I'm going to kill him. All right, God, what do you think about that? Pray. Talk. Pray. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. I need you. I need you at school. I need you at work. I need you at home. I need you cutting the grass. I need you working out. I need you, God. I need you coming here. I need you going there. I need you in the store. I just need talking to you. That's all prayer is. I need God. I need him. I'm not ashamed to let you know I need him. Yes, he's my crutch. Yes. I want you to know he's my crutch, cane, wheelchair, whatever you want to call it. I need him. Because when life hits you, I need somebody who's bigger than all that stuff. Who do you have that's bigger than that? Who do you know that's bigger than all this world? And so God will just, man, make sure you pray. Make sure you pray. I can handle all the stuff. Make sure you pray. So those are just three things. He was just messing with me. He said, Van, check yourself. If you're okay, keep moving. If you're out of line, line yourself up. Does that make sense? Father, I love you and I thank you and I praise you. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you love us, that you care about us, that you want us to keep us right with you. Thank you for being an awesome God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, y'all be blessed. Have a great day.